as happy as I am to see you, I am even happier to be with my good friend, Barbara Boxer.
President Obama was interrupted at a fundraiser for California Senator Barbara Boxer.
We are going to do that. Hey, hold on a second.
By protesters shouting slogans to repeal the controversial military policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Since 1993, thousands have been thrown out of the army for admitting they are gay or lesbian.
What the young man was talking about was we need to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which I agree with.
Zoe Nicholson, the third protester, shouted, Mr. President, it's time to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I'm sorry, do you want to come up here?
She says why her organization, Get Equal, was there.
While Obama was campaigning for president, he made several really important promises that brought him to be a champion of the LGBT world.
Nicholson added that President Obama could use his executive powers to repeal the policy today in the Defense Authorization Bill.
With the end of the 111th Congress, they're about to recess for the summer. They come together in the fall for a very short period. The president today could sign an executive order with a pen. I'd be happy to buy it for him.
After receiving criticism for her outburst, she defended her actions.
Rudeness is practically, you know, our currency.
Today, Get Equal continues its campaign. Get Equal activist Lieutenant Dan Choi and five other former soldiers were arrested for handcuffing themselves to the White House gates. Dan Choi, wearing his army uniform, could face prison for his latest protest. His spokesman, Joel Silman, said all he wished for was to rejoin his unit and serve his country. Ken van der Meren, Annenberg Radio News.